This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is example number three of today's business and economic news meme, What Gives? Amazon and its Echo, referred to at least in my house as Alexa. Today, the company introduced a new version starting next month. The new Echo Show is going to have a touchscreen and a camera and a whole bunch more. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains What Gives.
This concept of communicating in real time on a screen is not new. Alexander Graham Bell imagined a see-by-electricity device in 1891. In 1936's Modern Times, Charlie Chaplin put the factory boss on a videophone in the bathroom to pester workers.
Quit stalling, get back to work!
But the idea hasn't really caught on until this century. Now, we've got Microsoft Skype, Apple FaceTime, Google Hangouts, and this competitive field is getting more crowded with Amazon's Echo Show. But Scott Kessler at CFRA says video calling is only a tiny slice of what Amazon's really after, to dominate a whole new category of devices.
Connected home personal assistants
that combine the incipient artificial intelligence of Alexa, Amazon's virtual assistant, with screens that can show a how-to video or a handbag that'll match the dress you're wearing. Kessler says Amazon has more than two-thirds of this market now, but others, led by Google, are trying to grab market share too.
To have a presence in the living room and become more of an integrated part of what goes on in the home.
And what goes on in our online searching and shopping, says NYU marketing professor Anindya Ghosh.
This is essentially their big bet into getting inside our smart homes. It generates more data about our behavior. Data is, you know, the new oil.
Lubricating marketing and online sales from the gush of information Amazon can gather whenever Alexa helps us do anything on the Echo. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.